This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of Shasta Regional Community Foundation, North Valley Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
Nationally, the crime of arson has the highest rate of youth involvement. 80% of youth will continue to play with fire and to continue that negative behavior if it's not addressed. My name is Jazz Shaw. I'm a youth fire prevention specialist with the Youth Fire Prevention Program of Youth Violence Prevention Council. The Youth Violence Prevention Council is a 501c3 nonprofit. It has grown to have adopted several other programs in our community, such as Shasta Youth Peer Court, Shasta Youth Leadership Camp, Plus One Mentors, and the Youth Fire Prevention and Intervention Program. The Youth Fire Prevention Program was in response to four youth fire setters that came through Shasta Youth Peer Court with arson-related crimes. This was personally concerning to me because my daughter and I are both burn survivors. We were both in a second alarm structure fire in 2007, and we had 11% burns over our bodies. We were in the burn unit for 3 weeks with first, second, and third degree burns. You know, the process of debriding burns and burn treatment is very excruciating, and I didn't want it to see any youth ever have to go through that while I was running the Youth Peer Court. So I decided to partner with the City of Reading, the fire investigator. His name is Patrick O'Connor, and I put together a video outlining the burn treatment and what happened to my daughter and myself to help educate kids about youth fire setting. One of the kids that I had worked with was 9 years old, and he had heard voices that told him to play with fire and to burn his apartment building down. When he talked about the voices that he had heard and how he talked about how his brain worked, I knew that there was really an issue with him. Come to find out, he was a victim of sexual abuse, and his father was currently incarcerated on trial. So he was just going nuts in his mind, and he was playing with fire on a regular basis. Fortunately, he had only burnt down a little tool shed. But because we were able to provide services for him immediately and get him into therapy, he is doing great now. He is totally a little successful guy, and he is not considered a pathological fire setter anymore. I work with approximately 200 kids a year and their families. None of the kids that I have ever worked with do I believe intentionally want to be a criminal, want to make bad choices, want to be in trouble, want to flunk out of school. These kids have had something happen to them, or they haven't had good behavior modeled for them. They've had adverse childhood experiences, so they don't have a way to process information, and so they just make bad decisions. And so what a great opportunity it is that we have the ability and the flexibility to sit down with the families and really talk about what's going on with the kids and really provide them with some services and some support so that they can be upstanding members of our community. And I tell the kids all the time, you are important. You matter, you make a difference, and you have a future. If you don't do what you were supposed to be doing, what you were born to do, we're all gonna miss out on that. So I need them to make better decisions because they really matter to us.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio and have just heard about the Youth Violence Prevention Council of Shasta County, a nonprofit partner of Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Learn more and hear archive editions at mynspr.org.